Given voice to values, a comprehensive overview. Introduction. Given voice to values, also known as GVV, is an innovative educational framework developed by Dr. Mary C. Gentile aimed at empowering individuals to act on their values effectively in professional settings. Unlike traditional ethics education, that often focuses on ethical analysis and theoretical discussions, GVV emphasizes practical implementation, encouraging individuals to articulate and enact their values in real-world scenarios. This approach has been integrated into business schools, corporate training programs, and various educational institutions worldwide, fostering a culture of ethical leadership and accountability. The premise of giving voice to values. At its core, GVV operates on the premise that most people already possess a desire to act ethically, but often feel uncertain about how to do so effectively. The framework seeks to enhance the likelihood of ethical action by providing individuals with the tools, scripts, and strategies necessary to navigate ethical dilemmas. Key components of giving voice to values. 1. Values identification. The first step in the giving voice to values process involves recognizing and clarifying personal values. Participants are encouraged to reflect on their core beliefs and the principles that guide their decision-making. 2. Scenario planning. Giving voice to value emphasizes the importance of preparing for potential ethical dilemmas by envisioning specific situations where values may be challenged. This involves role-playing exercises and discussions that stimulate real-life scenarios. 3. Scripting responses. Participants learn to develop scripts for articulating their values effectively. This includes crafting messages that communicate their stance clearly and persuasively whilst considering the perspective of others involved in the situation. 4. Building coalitions. GVV encourages individuals to seek support from colleagues and allies who share similar values. By fostering a sense of community, individuals can amplify their voices and create a collective impact when addressing ethical challenges. 5. Rehearsal and feedback. Practicing responses through role-playing and peer coaching is a critical aspect of GVV. This rehearsal helps build confidence and prepares individuals for real-life encounters where they must voice their values. Educational applications. 1. Business education. Giving voice to values has transformed business ethic courses by providing students with actionable strategies for confronting ethical dilemmas in corporate environments. It emphasizes practical applications rather than abstract theoretical discussions. 2. Healthcare ethics. In medical education, giving voice to values equips future healthcare professionals with the skills needed to advocate for patients' rights and navigate complex ethical situations involving patient care. 3. Legal training. Law schools have incorporated GVV into their curricula to prepare aspiring lawyers for ethical challenges they may face in practice, emphasizing the importance of integrity in legal proceedings. 4. Military leadership. The framework has also been adapted for military training programs, focusing on ethical decision-making in high-stake environments where moral clarity is essential. Global reach and impact. Since its inception, giving voice to values has gained international recognition and has been implemented in over 1,300 educational institutions and organizations across multiple continents. Its adaptability has led to initiatives such as the Giving Voice to Values Africa Project, which tailors the curriculum for African context while addressing local ethical challenges faced by leaders in various sectors. The framework's effectiveness is supported by emerging research in behavioral science and social psychology, highlighting the importance of rehearsal, scripting, and peer support in fostering moral courage. Challenges and critiques. While Giving Voice to Values has received widespread acclaim for its innovative approach to ethics education, it is not without its critiques. Some scholars argue that focusing primarily on implementation may overlook deeper philosophical questions about the nature of ethics itself. They contend that understanding the theoretical underpinnings of ethical principles is essential for comprehensive moral reasoning. Additionally, critics point out that giving voice to values may not adequately address systemic issues within organizations that contribute to unethical behavior. While individual empowerment is crucial, structural changes within organizations are also necessary to create an environment conducive to ethical action. Conclusion: giving voice to values represents a significant shift in how ethics is taught and practiced in contemporary society. By prioritizing action-oriented strategies over theoretical debates, GVV empowers individuals to navigate ethical dilemmas with confidence and clarity. Its widespread adoption across diverse fields underscores its relevance in fostering a culture of integrity and accountability in both educational institutions and professional environments.